Okay, so we were learning the Gemara. We had a machlokes whether hirhur is kedibur or hirhur is lav kedibur. We were dealing with the second shita, which, if you remember, Tosfos told us is in fact the halacha that hirhur is not kedibur. Hirhur is lav kedibur, and if hirhur is lav kedibur, so the question that needs to be asked is, so why on earth are you saying Kriya Shema b'hirhur? What's the point of thinking of the words of Kriya Shema if you're not Yetzer anyway? So the Gemara says, because we don't want to have a situation in which everybody is sitting saying Kriya Shema and he is doing nothing. That was the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. To which the Gemara asked on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, what about Tefillah? Tefillah is the same thing. Tefillah, again, everybody is busy davening. Hari tefillah dolo shatzibur oiskin boy, and yet the tanan hayoimid betefillah, the nizka shu balkeri. It says if you are in the middle of davening and you all of a sudden remember you're a balkeri, then lo yafsik, you shouldn't stop, ali yakatzer, you should continue in a brief version. So we can medayik tama da aschil. You see, the reason is only because he began saying tefillah. Ho lo yaschil, lo yaschil. But if he has not begun, then he should not begin. So why aren't we concerned, once again, that if he does not begin, so he's going to be sitting doing nothing, and meanwhile, everybody else is going to be davening. Why are we not concerned? So the Gemara said, Shani tefillah delesbe malchus shomayim. Now, let's take this slowly, because this is a little bit tricky. There are two girsois, or Rashi explains the Gemara in two ways. And it's based on two girsois. So let's go very, very, very slowly over here. The Gemara is asking a question from Tefillah, that it's meduyik in that Mishnah, that if you have not started, then indeed you should not start. If the person is a Balkeri, you should not start davening. And we are asking a question, why are we not concerned with the fact that he's going to be sitting doing nothing whilst everybody is davening? And what's the Gemara's answer? The reason why we are not concerned about that is because there is no Malchus Shomayim. Now, what does that mean, there is no Malchus Shomayim? So look at Rashi on the top line. Because we'll see there are two ways you can understand the Gemara's answer. Delesbo Malchus Shomayim, Ein Melech Ha'olam, quote unquote. The phrase Melech Ha'olam does not appear in the brachos shel yudches in Shmoyne Esra. So when we say there is no Malchus Shomayim, we mean you're not saying the words Melech HaOlam. In Shmoyne Esra, as we know, even though you're saying Baruch Ato Hashem time and time and time again, but you do not say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, rather you just say Baruch Ato Hashem. As opposed to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, where you are clearly declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, that therefore is considered more serious. It's more serious to be sitting doing nothing when everybody is saying Kriya Shema than it is to be sitting and doing nothing whilst everybody is davening. That's the Gemara's Teretz. So we're specifically referring to the words Melech HaOlam. Now, here we have to be very careful. How does the Gemara continue? Says the Gemara, Vaharei Birkas Hamozoin de la Acharov de Lesbo Malchus Shomayim Vetanan ala Mozoin Mavorech la Acharov Veinoi Mavorech Lafonov? Question mark. Now, what is the Gemara's kasha? Birkas Hamazon, remember in the same Mishnah that we learned before with regard to a Balkeri, it says he should not make the first bracha, the Hamoitzi, but he should make the after bracha. The way we have the Girsa is, V'harei Birkas Hamazon la'acharov, the less bo malchus shamayim. There is no malchus shamayim there. Does that make any sense?
It does not make any sense.
Right. If we've just defined that malchus shamayim means the words melech ha'olam, then of course in Birkas Hamazon it says melech ha'olam. In fact, it says melech ha'olam both in the bracha Birkas Hamazon afterwards, and so too in the bracha Rishayna as well. Amoitzi lechem haaretz also begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Birkas Hamazon la'acharov, the less bo, there is no Malchus Shamayim? That doesn't make any sense. So Rashi brings a change of girsa. Have a look at Rashi on that second line. Rashi says, have you seen? Hey Gimel. Hey Gimel means this is the girsa. This is the girsa. What is the correct girsa? Hachi garsino. Vahare birkas hamozoin lefoneho. The question is not la'acharov. Our girsa is la'acharov. Birkas hamozoin afterwards. No, says Rashi, according to this alternative girsa, it's referring to birkas hamozoin lefonov, which is another way of saying hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Okay. Look at the girsa change now. Vahari birkas hamozoin, underline the next word, de is bo malchus shamayim, etc., etc., etc. Ah, now the Gemara's kasha makes perfect sense. Not there is no malchus shamayim. That's not the question. It doesn't make sense. It jolly well is malchus shamayim. To the contrary, the Gemara's question is that the bracha beforehand, the bracha lefonov on food, is bo malchus shamayim, does have malchus shamayim in it. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So we are not querying the bracha la'acharov. The bracha la'acharov, the Mishnah says, you do say birkas hamazon. But the Mishnah says, you do not say the bracha shelefonov. Why not? If you've just told me that it all depends on whether you do or don't say the words Elokeinu melech ha'olam. So what's going on? The bracha shelefonov, amoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, you do say Elokeinu melech ha'olam. So why are you telling me that he shouldn't say the bracha at all? If the distinction between Kriya Shema and Tefillah is Kriya Shema, you do make mention of Hashem's Malchus, and Tefillah, you do not, so it's less important. So what about Hamoitzi Lechem in Ha'aretz, where you do say Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, so why does the Mishnah say that you don't say the bracha? That, according to this change of girsa, is the Gemara's question. So what are we querying? We're querying the bracha Rishayna. Even though our Gemara says la'acharov, Rashi says that's not the correct girsa. The correct girsa is, it's the bracha shelefonov, the first bracha. It does have a moitzi lech, it does have a melech ha'olam. Why are you not saying it? Now, let's see the Gemara's answer, and then we'll see how Rashi brings back our girsa. Because we'll see there's big problems with Rashi's girsa. Says the Gemara, Elo, rather, we have to make the following distinction. What does Elo always mean? We're backtracking. We are not going with Malchus Shamayim anymore, but rather, Kriya Shema or Birkas Hamazon is Doiraisa, the Tefillah Derabanan. Kriya Shema is Doiraisa, so you've got to say it or you've got to think it. Birkas Hamazon is also Doiraisa, but Tefillah is only a Derabanan. So if you want to know, in answer to the original question, what's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? The difference is not yes Malchus Shamayim or no Malchus Shamayim. Rather, the difference is whether it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. Now, there is an obvious difficulty with this Girsa. and that is that it doesn't address the question we just asked. What was the question we just asked? We did not ask about Birkas Hamazon. We asked about the bracha, according to Rashi's Girsa, about the bracha Shelofonov. The Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz. That was the question, according to Rashi's change of Girsa. The Gemara's question was the bracha Shelofonov. So if that's the case, I'm afraid to say the Gemara has not answered the question at all. The Gemara should have spoken about the Hamoitzi Lechem min Haaretz is only Derabbanon. And there is absolutely no mention of that in the Gemara's Teretz. What does the Gemara say? That Birkas Hamazon is Deraisa. Very nice. Who is discussing Birkas Hamazon? We weren't discussing Birkas Hamazon according to Rashi's Girsa. What were we discussing? The Bracha Shelofonov. So what should the Gemara have said? That the bracha shelofonov is only the Rabbanon, and there's no mention of that whatsoever. So have a look at Rashi. Rashi now changes the girsa back. Look at the third line of Rashi. Lishnachrina, Rashi says there's an alternative text. Shani tfilo, let's go back to the original teretz, de lesbo melcho shomayim. What does that mean? Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. According to this new version, when the Gemara said that there is no Malchus Shomayim in Tefillah, we do not mean the words Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That was the first pshat. Rashi is now introducing a second pshat that what? The issue is not whether you're saying the words Elokeinu Melech HaOlam or not, but rather, what is the issue? The issue is the essence of the bracha all about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shomayim? What is Kriya Shema all about? Kriya Shema, as we mentioned so many times, is all about Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. That's why it's so important. So we are not homing in on the words Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It's not the text of the bracha, rather it is the essence of the bracha. The essence of the bracha in the case of Kriya Shema is Malchus Shomayim. So now let's go stage by stage. We don't want a situation where he's sitting doing nothing and everybody's busy. Busy doing what? Being Mekabel Oil Malchus Shomayim. We cannot have a situation where he's twiddling his thumb, staring into space, whilst everybody's being Mekabel Oil Malchus Shomayim. Fine. What was the Gemara's Kasha? So what about Tefillah? Why are we not concerned in the case of Tefillah? The answer is because Tefillah is not, as important as it is, but it's not Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim, therefore it's less important. If that's the case now we understand the Gemara's Kasha according to the Girsa, the way that we have it. What's the Gemara's Kasha from Birkas Hamazon now? Is the Kasha from Birkas Hamazon La'acharov or Lefonov? The answer is it is La'acharov. Birkas Hamazon afterwards is not an issue of Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. Not whether you say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we've fallen away from that. If you're telling me it's all dependent on whether you are involved in Mimekabel Oil Malchus Shomayim, then I'm afraid to say that Birkas Hamazon is back shver. Birkas Hamazon is very shver. Look at Rashi again. Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim kedi isa b'kriya shema, like there is in Kriya Shema shemekabel olav es Hashem, where you are mekabel on yourself HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'odoin as a master, ula melech miyuchad, and to the only king. So then it's very good, says Rashi, now it's fantastic. Ula hai lishna, and according to this loshein, garsinon, we can indeed have the girsa, and this is the way that we have it. The Hare, quote unquote, Birkas Hamazon, Le'acharov, not Lefonov anymore. La'acharav de lesba malchus shamayim. Now the Gemara's kasha makes perfect sense, and so does the answer. Look back into the Gemara now. Look back into the Gemara on the fourth line. The Gemara says, Shani tfilo de lesba malchus shamayim. Now, what does that mean, de lesba malchus shamayim? Not elekeinu melech ha'olam. Rather, tefillah's essence is not about Malchus Shemayim. Okay, carry on the Gemara. V'harei Birkas Hamazon la'acharav. Neither is Birkas Hamazon de'les ba Malchus Shemayim. Birkas Hamazon might be very important, but there's no Malchus Shemayim in it. That's not what it's about. And yet, the Tanan it says, al Hamazon mevarech la'acharav. Now we understand the Elo Kriya Shema, etc. is a wonderful answer to the question. What is the Elo saying? You're right. The difference is not Malchus Shemayim. We're leaving that. Rather, the difference is Deiraisa Drabanon. Kriya Shema or Birkas Hamozoin is Deiraisa and Tefillah is only Drabanon. So now it's wonderful. That's why the Gemara is making mention of Birkas Hamazon. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to the alternative text in Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was from Hamoitzi Lechem and Aretz, which is very unsatisfactory, because then I'm afraid to say the Gemara hasn't really answered the question. The Gemara speaks about Birkas Hamazon, but the kasha was never from Birkas Hamazon. But according to this new revised version, everything makes perfect sense. If you're telling me it all depends on Malchus Shemayim, then why is the Baal Keri saying Birkas Hamazon? Birkas Hamazon is not all about Malchus Shemayim. To which the Gemara says, yes, you are quite right. We have to now retract. It all depends on Deiraisa versus Derabbanan. Kriya Shema is a Deiraisa. Birkas Hamazon is a Deiraisa. So a Baal Keri must say it, or at least he must think it. Whereas tefillah, as important as it is only the Rabbanon. So that's why the Baal Keri does not think it. Fine, straightforward. Look at Rashi. Rashi concludes now. Says Rashi on the second narrow line, V'loshoin zeh nira shehu ikar. It would appear to me that this alternative version, which talks about Malchus Shamayim, is the ikar. That's the main version. Why? Because we answer, quote unquote, Elo Kriya Shema Birkas Hamazon Deiraisa. Vahai b'la'acharav askinon. And that is surely talking about the bracha shala'acharav. That's what Birkas Hamazon is. So obviously that was the question. However, v'yila lishna kama. Whereas according to the first version, what was the question there? Not from Birkas Hamazon, but from Amitzi Lechem and Aretz. Then, Ha'aloi Ayri beBirkas Hamazon la'acharov. We were never talking about the benching afterwards, ba'ad b'da'at kafte, in the question. De Ahadri, that it would make sense to answer Talmudah in the Gemara Ilavei, referring to that question, Elo Kriya Shema Birkas Hamazon de'iraisa. The question was never from Birkas Hamazon, so why are you answering about Birkas Hamazon? Answer to the point. And therefore, says Rashi, I'm absolutely convinced that the second Lishna is the correct one. We're not discussing the words Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We are discussing the concept of Malchus Shemayim. That's why we were asking about Birkas Hamazon, and the Gemara's Teretz is Birkas Hamazon is a Deraisa, and that, my friends, is the end of the sugya. Rashi has an alternative girsa. I don't want to get involved. And with your permission, I'm going to miss out as well the Tosfos Hochi Garsinon. Because Tosfos there also gets involved in other girsais and it gets extremely confusing. So in the final analysis, it turns out that everything depends on one criteria and one criteria only. If you're dealing with Deiraisa, then the Baal Keri cannot ignore it. What's a Deiraisa? Either Kriya Shema or Birkas Hamazon, but not other brachas and not even tefillah. And that is the final maskana. Okay, with that, Let's now begin, at least we have a few more minutes. Let's now begin the next piece of Gemara. Very, very, very important Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Yehuda, some of the Girsa, the Bach, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Minayin lebirkas hamozoin la'achareho min ha'teiro. How do we know that birkas hamozoin, which we call benching, how do we know that that is min ha'teiro? You've just told me that birkas hamozoin is deraisa. How indeed you know? The answer is shenema v'ochalto v'savoto u'meirachto. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bench. Fine. Question number one with answer number one. Now the question number two. Says the Gemara, minayin lebirkas hatoiro shelofoneho min hatoiro. Before you learn Torah, as we know, you have to make a birkas hatoiro, which hopefully we all said this morning, La'asek v'divrei Seira, Asher bochar banu, that's the Birkas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, how do you know that that bracha is also Min HaTorah? Shenema, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Leloikeinu. It's a pasuk in Hazino. Kishem Hashem Ekra, literally translated, when I call out the name of Hashem, which means the Torah, Havu goydel lelekeinu, give greatness to our God, meaning say a bracha. Says Rashi, Rashi explains the limud. Says Rashi, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Have you got at the end of the previous Rashi? Kishebo Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu came liftoyach b'divrei shira, when he began the Shira on Pashas Hazinu, which is obviously a part of the Torah, Omar Lohem Li Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, Ani Avorich Tchilo, I will make a bracha first, because we're about to launch into Torah. Vatem Anu Acharai Omein, and you should respond after me by saying Omein. And that's what it means. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, what's the name of Hashem? Meaning Torah. How will I do that? Bebrocha. Then Atem Havu Goydel Leloikeinu. Then you should give greatness, how so, to our God, Ba'omein, by saying Omein. So this is what we learn from Yuma, that Birkas HaTorah, the Pashtus is its Min HaTorah. There is, in the final analysis, a bit of a discussion, but famously, the Mishnah Brura Paskens LaHalocha, in the name of the Shagas Aryeh, that Birkas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. You'll ask me, what's the difference whether it's Min HaTorah or Midrabanan? Says the Mishnah Brura, if you have a suffix, have I said Birkas HaTorah, or have I not said Birkas HaTorah? Because we paskin it as a deiraisa, sofik deiraisa luchumra, and you will have to say it again. If you can find somebody else who might see you, wonderful. But if not, you will have to say it again, misofik, because sofik deiraisa luchumra. We mustn't forget, every day when we say Birkas HaTorah, we follow it up immediately with divrei Torah. So that's how we say, for example, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, those are psukim from the Torah. Then we say Elu Dvarim She'en Lo Emshir, that's a Mishnah. So we say Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, because if you wouldn't say Torah, then obviously the bracha is the bracha of Atala. It's like saying Shehakol Nia Bidvaroi, and they're not drinking a cup of water. If you say the bracha on the Torah, then surely you've got to also follow it up by Torah, and we do that. There is, by the way, a very, very big discussion. Why do women say Birkas HaTorah? If you remember, we discussed in the last sugya, women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why are they saying Birkas HaTorah? So it's true, women do have to learn those mitzvahs that are relevant to them. They've got to study the halachas of keeping Shabbos no less than men. But that doesn't entirely answer the question, because even though they have to study the halachas, but that's only in order to fulfill which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Shabbos. If the Torah says keep Shabbos, obviously you've got to know what to do. But they have no mitzvah inherently of merely studying Torah. Rather, their mitzvah is to study that which they need to know. So it's a bit of a question. So why are women saying Talmud? Why are women saying Birkas HaTorah? That's a famous question. We'll leave it at that. But Lemaisa Loch Lemaisa Noshim do say Birkas HaTorah just as men do. So we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow hopefully we'll have a prompt start. No technical problems. And Mr. Shem will continue the Gemara from where we leave them off today.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Be well.